trust and general. Remember, we're still being funded through those unvouchered funds, which drives the budget office and members of the U.S. Congress absolutely crazy.
Let them talk to Roosevelt about that. Since this is what he wants, now let me tell you what I want. I want to begin recruiting women as agents to go behind enemy lines. We need to find out now why all those U-boats are patrolling off the East Coast. My God, it's like ants at a picnic in the Atlantic, and it's looking like we're the picnic. I want you to be my go-between. That means selecting them, assigning them, and being the reporting chain of command.
General, I'm a lawyer, not a spy.
I know, and that's why I want you for this assignment. Defeating that SOB Hitler is our only goal.
Well, of course.
Your first recruit is sitting outside right now. Catherine McPherson. Comes highly recommended. Let's get her on her way.
Yes, General. Things move fast around here, General. Congress could learn from you.
Don't tell the House Appropriations Committee that, or we'll be in big trouble.
You mean bigger trouble?
Let's go get the Apron Brigade on its way.
Just as the German war train exits an Alpine Tunnel, four RAF Spitfires bear down, strafing as the train derails.
Was ist Ihr Name? Namen!
Wer sind Sie?
And now changing to English so everyone can understand.
I'm the one asking questions. What is your name?
I don't remember. I'm very cold and hungry. Can you help me?
We can take you to our town and give you a change of clothes and some food, but then you must leave. The SS might return in the morning.
Oh, boy. I am sure a long way from that plane ride over here.
Miss, would you like some more coffee?
Oh, no thank you, Sergeant.
I was told you to give this 30 minutes after we took off.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Sergeant. Oh, from Ned.
Catherine, you're on your way to Switzerland to meet with Alan Dulles. Your training will be of great help to you, but your own intelligence and ability to say things clearly will be of even more help to you and to our country. I will see you soon, I'm sure of that. All my best, Ned. Excuse me, ma'am, but I need the letter and the envelope so it can be destroyed. I have the burn bag right here.
Oh, of course. I understand.
Miss McPherson, is there anything else I can get you?
Yes. A stiff drink. A double gin and tonic would be nice.
Well, all we have here is more coffee. Is that okay?
Sure. Make it a double. Oh, well, what awaits me next? I suppose I should try and get some sleep.
Good morning, miss. Some coffee and some bread for you this morning?
Oh, yes. Thank you, Sergeant. Where are we right now?
I think we just passed over Ireland.
Really? I must have been really sleeping soundly. I can't remember when I did that.
I guess that coffee helped last night.
Coffee? That usually keeps me up.
Well, let's just say it was a special blend.
You mean you drugged me up last night?
Yeah, we do that all the time, especially for a new agent. We want to make sure that they are well-rested when they arrive. Are you feeling all right?
Yes, I'm fine. Just a bit surprised, that's all. So, Sergeant, where are we headed? Oh. Silly of me to ask. You can't say.
Yes, miss, that's right. Frankly, I'm not sure myself. We never seem to go to the same place twice these days. Sometimes I'm not sure where we are even when we do get there. Anyway, I need to go up front. The captain needs some coffee. But I wanted to make sure you were taken care of first.
Thank you, Sergeant. What's in my bag? Another envelope? I thought the sergeant took it away. For your eyes only.
Good morning, Catherine. I'm Fred McIntosh from the Byrne office. May I sit down?
Certainly, please do.
Well, as you read, you are being assigned to the Byrne office for a brief period until your orders come in for a special assignment. Gerald Mayer will fill you in on that once you are there.
And my cover is being a tourist, visiting my mother?
Exactly. Byrne is a very beautiful city. Lots to do. After you get situated in your quarters, I'd be glad to show you the city, if you'd like.
Oh, sure. That would be fine. By the way, when do I get to finally meet Mr. Dulles? I've decoded so many of his cables. It would be good to finally meet him.
Oh, Mr. Dulles is a very busy man, so I'm not sure. I can certainly check for you, though.
Oh, thank you, Mr. McIntosh.
We still have more than an hour before we land, so I'll let you relax. We can talk later. Oh, yes, Ned says hello.
Oh, he does, huh? He pops up everywhere, doesn't he?
Only when General Donovan lets him.
I bet.
I'll talk to you later, Catherine.
Nice to have you on board, miss. Watch your step. Your car's at the bottom. Good luck.
Good afternoon, Catherine. I'm Alan Dulles. It's so nice to finally meet you.
Oh, good afternoon, sir. It's a real pleasure to meet you. Something I've always wanted to do.
So I've heard. We are all happy to finally have you here in Byrne. So much to do and so little time. But first you must rest back at my house. We have plenty of room for you. My assistant, Mary Bancroft, has made sure your room is ready, and we have a light supper planned, if that's okay.
Oh, certainly. Sounds lovely. Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Dulles.
Oh, good morning, Catherine. Oh, please, sit down. I hope you slept well. Catherine, this is our good friend and patriot, Fritz Molden from Vienna.
Good morning.
Good morning. Mr. Dulles tells me that you are good on skis. Is that so?
Well, yes, I guess. It's been a while. I'm certainly not an Olympic medalist, that's for sure.
You can blame Ned. He told me that the two of you talked about skiing.
Oh, just in passing. Quite a long time ago, actually.
I'm sure you will do fine.
Fine? What do you mean?
Your new assignment. Quite challenging. I will see the two of you this evening at dinner. Mary, are you out there? Mary will assist you with anything you might need.
Good morning. You must read these documents this morning. You give them back to me at lunch when we'll talk about your upcoming ski trip. Meet me at the Schweitzerhof Hotel at the 1 o'clock sharp. The lobby's just as good a place to meet as any.
Tell me, Mr. Molden, how do you fit into all of this?
Please, call me Fritz.
Very well, Fritz. Tell me.
I was drafted into the Austrian army because of being involved in anti-fascist student groups in Vienna.
Drafted, huh? And how did you get involved in all of this?
I became involved with the Austrian underground, and that is where I met Mr. Potzel. You know him?
Yes. He does seem to be involved in many things, doesn't he?
Yes. I managed to get myself sent to Italy, where I deserted. The German military police were convinced I was dead. Mr. Potzel helped me get new papers so I could travel in and out of Switzerland.
Well, who are you now?
Why, I'm Fritz Molden, of course.
Oh, of course. Well, it looks like I have some studying to do.
Yes. We shall meet here at 12:30 sharp, so we can talk about Schweitzerhof?
Yes, of course. Ski trail maps?
Here we are. Is there Mary is? With someone else, I see.
Good afternoon. I'm Gerald Mayer from the legation's office.
Yes, I know who you are. I used to handle your mail back in Washington.
Really? I hope I made a good impression.
It was always a challenge, decoding your grammar.
She does have a wit about her, just like the general told you, right?
When have you known the general to be wrong?
It's good to see you again, Gerald.
I'm sorry, have we met before?
Yes, it was March of 41, Vienna, at the Italian consulate. Molden is in it.
I do remember being there, but I'm sorry, I don't remember you. Anyway, it's good to meet you.
always feel odd to be this close to German officers like we're all friends. But I suppose that's just life in Switzerland. You get used to it. Not comfortable, just used to it. Shall we have lunch? I have a table waiting for us.
Catherine, if that officer comes over here, let me do the talking.
Forgive me for intruding, miss, but I noticed that you dropped his handkerchief.
Oh, that's very kind of you. I didn't even notice I dropped it. Thank you very much.
It is my pleasure. Forgive me, miss. I'm Helmut Hensinger.
Oh, it's very nice to meet you. I'm Myrtle Foster.
Good afternoon.
How long will you be visiting Dad?
Oh, I'm not quite sure, to be honest. I'm here visiting an old friend from college. She's studying at the Institute of Pharmacology.
Have you been to the University of Bern campus before? It's quite lovely.
No, this is my first visit to Switzerland.
Well, I am sure that you will enjoy our fair city. We are known for our hospitality.
Why, thank you. I'm sure I will.
Here's my card with my telephone number. Please call me if I can be of any assistance. Good day, Miss Foster. Everyone?
Well, thank you, Colonel. Good afternoon.
Good day. Very smooth, Myrtle.
Looks like your training paid off.
Almost.
What do you mean?
Colonel, you said thank you, Colonel.
So, what's wrong with that? Just shows that I know military insignia.
You must be more careful. They are trained to pick up on those things.
Gerald, you're being a bit harsh on the young girl. Where's your patience?
With the Nazis and especially the Gestapo, I have no patience. None at all.
I think we should discuss the particulars of our topic after lunch at Gerald's office. Let's order. I'm famished.
And meanwhile, outside of the hotel.
Light, Herr Colonel?
Please. Thank you. Sometimes the fox doesn't have to be in the chicken coop in order to catch his prey. We will wait here across the street to see where they go.
We should hurry so we can get back to the office. We have a lot to discuss about their skiing vacation.
It must be quite a vacation you have planned for us.
I'm happy I brought my heavy ski gloves and long underwear.
Thank goodness for that, Fritz. Now I won't have to worry about the cold biting your fingers, or anything else for that matter.
Follow me. I know a better way out of here. I never know who's waiting outside. We'll leave through the kitchen.
And now back at Gerald's office.
Let's go into the library. We have larger versions of Catherine's map. Lay them out on this table.
What skis are these on the wall? Oh, great pair. What's this plaque? Oh, I see. Who was Eric August Larsen?
He won the gold medal in cross country at the 36 Olympic Games and broke many records.
He was from Sweden, no?
Yes, he was. One of the best. I knew him through some mutual friends. He's been very helpful to us. You may get a chance to meet him, Catherine. Gather around the table. This here is Wilhelmshaven. Near the coast, right on the North Sea. Very strategic.
The Wilhelmshaven Revolt, 1917, I believe.
What are you talking about, Catherine?
She's absolutely right, except it was 1918. World War I, a rumor spread there that the Germans were mounting a last-ditch attack against the English fleet. All hell broke loose. German officers shot and killed their own sailors as a way to put down the uprising.
The Germans are just so cruel.
Very good. See anything interesting from the bushes?
Not sure, but they were gathered around the table some maps of the German-Swiss border.
Get your men ready. Those agents might be leaving Bern sooner than we thought. Be sure to increase the agents around Dulles. He always tips his hand by how late the lights are burning at his office.
The new microphones are working better in there now.
Good. We need more information. Get me to Gestapo headquarters. Schnell!
General, things are falling into place.
Good, Ned. It's about time. That SOB Hitler is so unpredictable. I just don't like all these U-boats so close. Seems more than the usual shipping wolf packs. Something else is up.
Yes, sir. Something is, for sure. That's why you came up with this plan.
Stop the BS, Ned. You worked it all out. These are your girls.
They know what they have to do. I just hope it goes according to plan.
It seldom does, Ned. You know that.
Yes, I do.
Are you prepared for one of them to fail? To die?
I'm prepared for anything, but dying is not one of them. I never get used to that.
Roosevelt likes to plan. As always, he demands perfection.
Yes, General, I know. But he doesn't have to risk his life to demand that. You know me, I worry a lot.
That's what I like about you, Ned.
Yeah, just like a mother hen and all her chicks.
Ooh, and some very attractive chicks you have there, too.
Well, I better go and get that status report you asked me for earlier today.
Yes, good idea. You can't go too long without knowing exactly where they are and what they're doing.
I'll talk to you later, General.
And now back at the Dulles house later that evening.
Now, what should I pack for a short ski trip? Sweaters, long johns, and this, my pen gun. Amazing how those guys get a gun to look just like a fountain pen. Oh, come in. Oh, hi, Fritz. All set?
Yes. Here, this letter just came. You might need this. You aren't surprised, are you?
Of course not. I know exactly what I have to do. Black wig and all.
Good. I will see you at 5 a.m. We'll go by way of the river out back. Are you okay?
Interesting way to get into a boat. Climbing down a rope from a cliff. But I've trained for this, Fritz. You know Ned, very thorough. Let's go. Up here. So fresh, so clean, almost like there's no war going on.
I know, but both sides have agents all through the Alps. Neutral territory will do that. We best get to that hotel down there. That is our objective. From there, you will catch the train to Wilhelmshaven and I will go on.
Very good. Let's go. Made it. Oh, that was fun. Haven't skied like that in years. Ooh, good to get these clothes off. I need some brandy and a nice fireplace.
Sounds good to me. Are we close to being on schedule?
Well, we might be a little behind, but I think I can make up some time once I catch the train here in Basel and then change trains for Freiburg. We still have 2 hours until the next train arrives.
Well, let's get to the fireplace and that brandy. It's right over there.
Oh. Oh, this room is charming.
I'll get those brandies. Sit over there by the fireplace. I'll be right back.
Where's my brandy?
Here you go. Here you go.
Oh, thank you.
Did you see that woman pass that envelope to the bartender as I walked up?
Why, yes, darling, I did. Perhaps we should leave in about 10 minutes.
Good idea.
The station is about a 10-minute walk.
Okay, here we are. Your train is here already, waiting. Let's get our skis in the rack.
Thanks, darling. I'll look for our compartment.
Oh, here you are. You found it. I've been waiting all day to be alone with you. Let's turn down the shade and turn off the lights.
Oh, darling.
Okay. We wait here until just before we leave. I'll go out from a few cars down, past where the station lights are.
Oh, darling.
There's the whistle. The train is about to leave. Good luck.
You too.
And now at the Wilhelmshaven U-boat shipyard, Agnes von Heisenberg, a native-born German whose cover is Marie Ressler, a German office assistant, works for Colonel Klaus Derslag.
Marie, come here, please.
Yes, sir, at once.
I need to leave for a meeting at the regional party officials, which means I will not return until tomorrow morning.
I understand. Shall I finish work on the report you need for Friday?
Yes. I will need the report by Thursday afternoon so I can review for that big meeting Friday afternoon. Can you do that?
Of course, sir.
Good. I knew you could. Be sure to tell Major Vonas that he should be commended for recommending you to step in when my former assistant took ill.
I will, sir. I do hope she's feeling better.
Oh, yes, me too. Her illness happened so quickly.
Yes, sir. Shall I call for your car?
No need to. It's already outside. We must have dinner one night, Marie, if you don't have any objections.
I would like that, sir. Very much.
Klaus.
Sir?
You can call me Klaus when we have dinner.
Thank you, sir. I shall. Oh, I thought he'd never leave today. So much to get done. I have to get these papers to Catherine. There is something big going on. Good. I found those shipping manifests for those subs. Why on earth are they shipping things on submarine? Well, anyway, I better get home.
And later that evening at Agnes's apartment...
Yes?
It's
Who is it?
Greta.
What time is it, please?
It's time to have some apple strudel.
Hi! Take off your coat. It's good to see you again. Have you heard this record I just bought? Okay, we can talk now. Where have you been? I was scared you wouldn't show up. Would you like some tea?
Oh, let me get this coat and wig off. It itches like crazy.
Catherine, I'm always amazed at how good you look when you are really under your cover.
Oh, thank you, dearie. I try my best. They taught us well at S school. Did you get the papers?
Yes, and I think we have some good stuff.
Oh, I'll be the judge of that.
You never change, but that's good. There's been too much change lately, and some drama.
What do you mean?
Oh, just something at work today.
What? Tell me.
Wait.
What are you doing? I really don't want to hear some boring opera music. At least put on Tommy Dorsey.
Shh! We have to be careful. People might be listening. Besides, Tommy Dorsey isn't exactly acceptable music in the Third Reich. Although, I could go for a stiff bourbon.
Oh, just like the old days. So, what's going on at the base?
I have seen some very small microphones and recording devices being packed into big crates marked for Washington, D.C.
You mean spy stuff?
Yes, that's exactly what I mean. And that's not all. Other things are being loaded into those crates at the sub base. There is something very serious going on. I saw a huge drawing marked Top Secret, which was a detailed schematic of the U.S. Capitol building.
That is serious. What else did you see?
Plenty. Here are the papers. But I have to get these back fast.
And now back at the office.
Yes, sir, I understand. I'll take care of her immediately. Heil Hitler. Yes? Come in, please.
Good morning, Colonel. May I get you some hot tea with lemon?
Yes, of course. Then we must talk.
Yes, sir.
Two sugars, please.
Oh, here you are, sir. Just as you like it.
You seem very nervous, Marie. Yes?
No, sir. I'm just not feeling well today.
There is much to do today. I could get someone else to work today, shall I?
No, I'll be fine.
Berlin has some concerns about this office.
Can I do anything to help?
Maybe. Several officers from the High Command just left Hamburg and will be here later today. They are concerned about security. Perhaps you can help.
Me? How?
We must clear out an area near one of the U-boat docks and make it totally secure. I would like you to help prepare a short list of people who should have clearance to enter this area. It will last for 3 days.
How shall I prepare this list?
This envelope has the names of everyone assigned to the base. It also includes a list of undercover SS agents who report to Hamburg.
I will begin work on this immediately. Whew, I better get those papers back in the drawer. They might be getting suspicious. Everyone is very jumpy.
And now later that evening at Agnes's apartment.
So, what do you think of these papers? And Hitler himself come into the base.
That new sub. It's the one with the special crates?
Yes, and it's the one being specially commissioned by Hitler.
Well, you know what next month is, don't you? It's the State of the Union address.
Oh, you can't be thinking that they are trying to get this stuff to the Capitol. Although...
Think about it. Special spy stuff. Crates marked for Washington. Today you find a list of special explosives that are being packed up. But you don't blow up convoys with that stuff. And I don't recall subs being the boat of choice for shipping cargo. Unless you're trying to hide something.
Oh my God, we have to tell someone.
I have a date tonight, if you know what I mean. Try and see if you can get more out of him over the next few days. You have that truth serum?
Yes, I can put it in his tea.
Okay, good. I'd better get on my way.
Just be careful. This place has been crawling with Gestapo.
Oh, don't worry. I have tricks for them. I probably won't be in contact, though, for a few days. I should lie low. Wait for my signal. Bye.
Bye. Good to see you again. Keep warm. And say hi to your mother when you see her.
A few days later, in Colonel Derslag's office...
Marie, bring me my tea.
Oh, yes, sir. Right away, sir. Now for that special ingredient. No, here you are, sir. Drink some while it's hot. It is such a cold day today with that wind off the North Sea.
Yes, you're right. That wind is especially bitter today. That tea does hit the spot today. These cookies, did you make them yourself?
Yes, sir. I know you were so busy. I thought something special was in order.
Well, thank you, Marie.
Oh, I like baking, sir. Oh, what is on today's agenda then, Colonel?
We have to complete these preparations for the Führer's visit.
Yes, sir. What do we have to do next? Do we have to worry about those crates?
No, those should be okay. They are all set for Washington.
Yes, sir. But once they're there, will they be safe?
Yes, of course. Our agents in Virginia have that under control.
Even once they get to Washington?
Yes. Everything is prepared to get those crates from the Virginia coast to the Capitol building.
And what is the schedule?
They need to be there by January something or other. The 11th, the day Roosevelt addresses Congress.
What's so special about that?
It's the State of the Union speech when the president addresses all of Congress and almost everyone in the government attends. How did we get started talking about this? That is someone else's problem.
Yes, sir. What else do we need to do?
Confirm the Führer's schedule with his office. Make sure to call the Gestapo about all of this.
Yes, sir. I'll do that right away. That extra ingredient in the tea sure made him blab. I've got to tell Catherine.
Later that evening at Agnes's apartment.
How about that? Did he have anything more to say?
No, and I didn't want to push too much.
No, that makes sense. You got what we need. Okay, I'm going to go. Use the usual contact signal, but I'm not sure what the next step will be.
I understand. Okay, then. I wish you could have stayed longer, but I understand how busy you are. I hope your mother gets better.
Oh, thank you. You take care of yourself, too. Bye.
Bye.
Later that night, Catherine McPherson calls her contact.
Darling, it's all set. All of the plans for the trip have been confirmed. We're all ready to go.
Wunderbar. You really pulled this together so quickly. Oh, Liebchen, it should be so good to be alone with you.
Oh, darling, you shouldn't talk like that.
Okay, I'll save it for later. Listen, I have to get back to work. Oh, by the way, how's your friend? I know she's been so busy lately. Wouldn't want her to get sick or anything.
Oh, she's fine. Besides, everyone is busy these days trying to do their part for the Fuhrer. I can't wait to get to see him. Oh, I hope I get a glimpse of him.
Yes, but his security is very tight these days. You never know where the Allies have spies. Maybe your friend should plan a trip herself.
That might be a good idea. She could use the break. I'll talk to her about it. Any ideas?
Let me see. I'll let you know when we meet for dinner. Tonight.
Tonight? I didn't know we had dinner plans for tonight.
Well, I just can't wait, Liebchen.
Oh, darling, I know what you mean. Tonight it is. Where should we have dinner?
Let's meet in the usual place. We can go from there. Okay, Liebchen?
That sounds fine, darling. Bye.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Oh, I'd better get to Agnes. They want her out of there. I'm so glad, though. She's been in so much danger this whole time. Good thing she spoke German growing up. Anyway, I better go to her when her day is done.
And later that evening, in Colonel Durslag's office...
Marie, I am going home. Why are you still working?
Oh, I'm just making sure that these documents are put away. I want everything in perfect order for the big day.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, don't stay too late.
Yes, sir. Good night, sir.
Good. Okay, then. Good night.
Okay, I better get these papers back into the file cabinet. I never even had a chance to get them out of my skirt all day today. What is wrong? Why are you here?
Oh, it's my mother. She's so sick. Could you please come and help me with her?
Yes, of course. Let me get these papers filed.
Marie, I forgot to ask you about dinner. What is going on here? What are those papers in your clothes? And you, who are you? Give me those papers.
It's nothing, sir. My friend here needs me to help her with her mother. We were just about to leave.
I think not. These are the list of the shipments and our agents in America. You were taking them out of here.
That conversation was going nowhere. Just to make sure. Now let's get his body into his office behind his desk. He won't be found right away. Let me close the door.
Oh, man, he is heavy.
Okay. That should give us time to get out of here.
Everything is set? Are we all going?
Not sure. We'll find out when we get there.
And in a few minutes at the contact point.
Why are you late? Did something happen?
Well, we had to shoot Durslag. He almost caught us.
Were you seen? Followed?
No, but we don't have much time. The cleaning people will find him soon.
Are we all going?
Yes. We better get with this latest development. It'll be tricky with all the security, but it should work out okay. Get in the car.
Our story now moves to Washington, D.C.
Sir, we've had to pull the entire team out of Wilhelmshaven. It got very hot very fast.
Not surprising when you think about it. The girls got what we needed. Are they safe?
Yes, they met up with our Swedish contacts. We picked up the Nazi spies in Virginia and Long Island, and even just south of St. Augustine, Florida, on the beach near Highway A1A. Oh, no chance of anything going wrong at the State of the Union now.
I guess we'll have to wait to see if the Republicans will agree. Okay, what's next on the agenda?
And now on a fishing trawler out in the North Sea.
Oh, I wish we could go topside just for a bit. This fish smell is really getting to me.
Oh, I know. Oh, what I wouldn't give for a good bourbon.
Oh, I wonder what's next.
Indeed, what is next? The women of the OSS were stationed all over the world, some working decoding enemy messages, some deep undercover in Canada, in the United States, in England at Bletchley Park, in Japan, in China. They were at the landings at Normandy in southern France and in India and in Southeast Asia, working on disinformation campaigns against the Japanese, including Elizabeth McIntosh, whose partner in China was Julia McReynolds, who later was Julia Child. These women were true heroes whose contributions had gone unsung for far too long. The daring missions of America's World War II intelligence agency, the Office of Strategic Services, are the stuff of legends. Yet the contributions made by 4,000 women like Elizabeth McIntosh and Julia Child, along with actress Marlene Dietrich and others who served in the OSS, are largely unheralded. And to tell their fascinating stories, Elizabeth Betty McIntosh, a veteran of sensitive OSS and CIA operations, drew on her own experiences and on interviews with more than 100 OSS women who served all over the world. Her wonderful book, Sisterhood of Spies, was used as a primary reference for our radio drama today. According to Major General John J. Singlaub, a U.S. Army retired, he said, for the first time, the complete story of the women of the Office of Strategic Services has been written by one of their own. I remember well the OSS women working with the resistance when I parachuted into occupied France. They packed our parachutes, decoded our messages, forged our identity papers, and mapped the terrain where we were to operate. Betty McIntosh has done a superb job of telling the story of these women who served in America's first organized and integrated intelligence agency. And I had the wonderful opportunity of spending several days interviewing Betty McIntosh at her home in Virginia well over 10 years ago. Sisterhood of Spies captures in rich detail the riveting tales of clandestine spies, saboteurs, cryptographers, cartographers, analysts and experts in propaganda, recruiting and communications, along with the less visible but no less important drivers and secretaries and other positions that they held with the OSS. After her time with the OSS, Betty McIntosh published her memoir titled Undercover Girl in 1947. She also wrote two children's books in addition. And in 1958, Betty began working for the CIA and worked there until she retired in 1973. And after that, she also wrote the CIA Undercover blog, as well as an online newspaper, which was published on a monthly basis. Betty McIntosh died on June 8th of 2015 in Lake Ridge, Virginia, after a heart attack. She was 100 years old. Our broadcast today of our Secret Sisters is dedicated to Betty and all the women and men who served in the OSS, and also to Edwin Ned Putzel. As a side note, I had the wonderful opportunity to spend 2 days with Ned Putzel as part of the first-hand research conducted to write this radio drama and screenplay. Ned passed away on December 23rd of 2003. In 1937, Ned helped Wild Bill Donovan set up the Office of Strategic Services. During World War II, he was an executive officer of the OSS, and in late 1943, he played a part in a plot to capture Adolf Hitler while Hitler was on a yacht out at sea. After retiring from the OSS and the CIA, Ned was mayor of Naples, Florida from 1986 to 1990. This has been show number 113 in this, our 14th season of the WGTD Radio Theater. Our stars today from the 91.1 Players were Renee Bouchel as Catherine McPherson, Vicky Dumais as Agnes, Siegfried Christoph as Wild Bill Donovan, Todd Eves as Ned Putzel, and Sergeant Wilson, and finally as the aide to Colonel Hensiker. Art Dexter as Frederick McIntosh. Susan Lean as Mary Bancroft. Alex Campia as Alan Dulles, and also as Colonel Klaus Derslag. Cameron Spencer as Colonel Helmut Hensiker, and also as Fritz Molden. And Larry Rowe as Gerald Mayer, and also the underground leader. Live sounds were created by Barb Tyla. Our entire broadcast today was under the direction of Miss Vicky Dumais. Support for the WGTD Radio Theater comes from the Kenosha law firm of Aaliyah Dumais and McTernan, and also the not-for-profit Brown Ulster Performing Arts Foundation, located in the village of Salem Lakes, Wisconsin. And if you go to the brownulsterfoundation.org website, you can get information not only about these two wonderful books by Betty McIntosh, Sisterhood of Spies and Undercover Girl, but you can also find other things that the Brown Ulster Performing Arts Foundation is doing, including murder mysteries that will be coming up very soon. Be sure to join us on Saturday, May the 12th at 11:15 for our next live broadcast from the Kenosha campus of Gateway Technical College for another World War II original drama, The Enigma Covenant, which will take us to Bletchley Park, just outside of London, the site where British codebreakers broke the German secret code used by their military and also their U-boats. For the WGTD Radio Theater and the 91.1 Players, I'm Steve Brown. Thank you so much for joining us today for Our Secret Sisters.
You're listening to WGTD HD, Kenosha.